Hello, this is your brother Afra.
How are you doing, Afra?
I'm well. And enjoying.
I have to change the greeting.
I understand this is your custom. Customary greeting. But things are well and rich. Life is rich here in spirit.
Mm.
As you have been discussing, my old friend, Robert, I have gone in search of him to see if he would be willing to speak with you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel this will be a wonderful opportunity for him. I have had some contact with him since his passing, especially at the time of his passing.
Yes,
I was one who welcomed him here to this life. My brother Robert has had some difficulties in embracing the way as we know it to be.
Yeah.
And he resides at present in a condition which is between the fifth and sixth spheres.
Yes.
He spends largely a lot of time in the sixth sphere. At times, however, he does return to the fifth.
Yeah.
So he is in a kind of quandary in his life.
Mm.
But he has agreed to come, and I will leave it to you to now speak with him and learn his story.
No worries, yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, I have been invited here today.
Thank you for your time.
That is my pleasure.
Have you had many requests to channel you after you've passed?
Some. Mainly in the years following my passing.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. It has been some time since I've spoken with the earth. And indeed I feel somewhat changed since I last spoke here. I can see that you are a kindly fellow. And I would be pleased to... Afra, my friend, has said that you would like to hear some of my story since passing.
That would be interesting.
When I first arrived in this life, I found that the pleasures of the earth, or what I called the pleasures of the earth then, were still very much appealing to me.
What kind of pleasures are you referring to?
I was partial to smoking and to the odd tipple.
The odd drink?
Yes.
What was your drink of preference?
Brandy.
Brandy.
I did not drink in the bars or pubs, but I did enjoy a quiet nip in the evenings. I was unaware of just how dependent I was upon such things. There was also the excitement and bustle of the earth life. I had many activities and some level of
fame.
I was noteworthy in some circles, and I found upon passing that these things were not relevant here, and I did find for some many years that I was drawn back to the earth, attempting to be involved in situations of mediumship, but also just to busy myself amongst affairs upon the earth. It would seem that I should have learnt about such things with my in my long friendship with Afra. However,
but learning is different than learning.
Indeed. Indeed. This is exactly how it was. And I was not aware of the strong pull or the strong engagement that still existed for me with the earth life.
So how long did that take you to break away from?
Some 20 years.
Right.
20 years.
What was the year of your passing? I can't remember.
41?
1941, was it?
Two.
Or two. So for the first 20 or so years you felt fairly bound to the earth life, and
I felt
did you share in some drinks with others and
yes,
some smoking with others?
Yes, yes. And I became engaged with many stories. I loved stories, mm-hmm. and I became engaged with the lives of other people and what was occurring.
Mm. And what caused the change for you then? Was it just a slow, gradual change? Or?
There was some significant people who I loved while on the earth who passed
right.
at around these times.
Mm-hmm.
And also I began to weary. I began to feel that there must be more. And I could see that my character was not improving through these situations.
Mm-hmm.
So these two, the passing of people who I felt fondness for and also an interest in, and also this feeling that there should be more to my existence.
Mm-hmm.
It was then that I called upon Afra again to speak with me, to assist me. And he did what he could. But I found that it was my plight or my just deserts perhaps that I must spend some time in the lower realms.
Yeah.
In fact, the place into which I passed was one worse than that which Frederick or Afras passed in
so it was in the
described
first
to me
year. Yeah.
In his passing.
Mm-hmm.
This was shocking for me.
Right. Because you expected your own condition to be better.
Certainly,
mm.
certainly. I believed that I had understood a great many truths of the spirit world,
mm.
and I believed that I was in a good condition.
Mm.
I felt that I had served many upon the earth, and I felt also that mine was not a vastly sinful life in comparison with many others that I observed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was quite a shock to find myself in some of the lower realms. And there were some issues of repentance that I did need to work through,
mm.
surrounding my attitudes towards women,
mm-hmm.
but also in terms of some dealings that I had with men also,
mm-hmm.
In business terms, in friendship terms, where I had been less moral than I had considered myself.
Mm-hmm.
than I had understood at the time.
Mm.
And in this I would wish to point out to everyone upon the earth that we view our perhaps our vast sins, our specific events, large events where we know we have done a great wrong,
mm.
as the thing that determines our condition.
Mm.
When in fact, in my experience, it has been almost the opposite.
All the things that you didn't think you did wrong.
The things which I did not consider wrongs, mm-hmm. which I held on to and practiced almost daily in my earth life,
mm-hmm.
which largely affected my entry, where I entered into the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
The large wrongs or errings that I undertook upon the earth, I at least had some conscience about, and I had begun some reparations in this regard before my passing.
Mm.
It was the bliss of ignorance that became my torture,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
The chosen ignorance, really, in the end.
Indeed, mm. indeed. For I cannot say that I was not given opportunities to understand these things.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I spent some years, 3 to 4, in this of your time here, in this state of repenting and understanding really the full extent of what it was that I had done that was in disharmony with what is good and right.
Mm-hmm.
After this time, I found I was able to have more freedom of movement, and I did progress some through the spheres. I have been an adventurer at heart, I
mm-hmm.
feel.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been open to, well, I have always believed myself to be open to many new ideas. And so I found myself taking adventures. In the second sphere, I found myself to be most content. And I spent much time meeting with people and hearing their stories and understanding what is possible in the spirit life.
Yeah. So you would have spent many years there then?
Many years, many years. And in fact, it has only been in recent years, in say the last 10 years of your earth time, that I have really begun to question where I am and what is possible for the future.
Mm.
I found that I could be content in the second sphere for quite some time. I think perhaps there were some stirrings upon the earth around this time, with new people discovering the channeled works that I had published, and I began to feel an inkling or a niggling that perhaps there was more. And so I began my own investigations, and I have made progress since then. I have found it is possible to achieve higher states of happiness that I had not considered earlier, and I have found that it is possible to write here also, and I have begun to write and pursue some academic interests that I have.
Have you remember when you channeled the book The Gate of Heaven?
Yes.
How Afra described the movement that he made from, you know, from the into the state of being born again.
Yes.
You've not yet experienced that state.
No, it is true, I have not.
And I just wondered whether you'd considered the reason why you've not experienced that state. Do you remember when you channeled the material, remember it was around 30 or so years between when you first met Afra and then Afra entering that state?
Yes.
And sort of he described, you know, going across the gulf, if you like, between those two places.
Yes, this has not been a part of my experience as yet.
Mm.
It is hard for me to understand. There have been times in this life when I have felt I have reached the pinnacle of what must be existence. And this is currently where I feel I am, although there are sometimes questions within myself and a feeling of perhaps there may be more, but what more could there be?
Do you remember when you channeled the material that Afra wrote to you, that the feeling coming from Afra most of the time was this sort of feeling of wanting to learn all the time from others who knew more than he?
Yes.
And can you feel how for yourself it's more of a feeling you want to learn, but you want to learn through your own experience?
Yes, I have always felt this is the best way to learn.
But Afra actually learned not just through his own experience, but by having a nice and open seeking heart, a heart that sought truth from people who knew it.
Yes, I see the point that you are making. I feel some level of discomfort with the suggestion, however.
Well, perhaps if I can speak with you about a few things that might help you to consider a few extra details that you may not have considered at this point. Firstly, if you look at Afra and his seeking attitude, he was always seeking from higher spirits to learn more truth. Secondly, all the truths that he learnt, if you think back to what you penned in the books, you will see that they all related to God and God's nature and God's attributes and qualities. Afra did not have a sort of a selfish take on it, although he did benefit personally from all of his discoveries. He was more interested in God and God's nature and God's attributes and God's qualities than he was really in almost anything else.
He was always a unique friend. Of the many friends I had in spirit, he was the most unique.
But that being said, Mayin and Kushner and many of the others who came to Overcloak you at different times, they all had the same seeking attitude with regard to God. Have you met any of them since you passed?
Certainly this is the case with each of them.
Yeah.
However, I never regarded them quite as much as a brotherly friend as I did with Afra.
Yeah.
I have not encountered these great fellows, only Afra at the time of my passing, and in some years following when I made a shift out of the lower realms.
And have you considered why Afra encountered them and you have not?
No, I had simply thought that each of us has unique guides or people who accompany us on this journey.
Can you see perhaps there's a level of arrogance there that prevents you from seeking to know them?
I had not considered this, however. I see that. I feel some shame at the suggestion, however.
I'm not trying to shame you, though. I just would like to point it out, because it just, sometimes these, it's just a single emotion, such as arrogance, that can prevent us from having a huge amount of growth in our lives. And, you know, that, and you've seen that happen for many people in the lower spheres. Where, you know, there's only one or two big emotions that seem to be impacting upon their inability to grow. And that, of course, it can also be carried right the way through to the sixth sphere or sixth dimension, where it can be one or two large emotions. In fact, in the sixth dimension, every person who remains there has one specific large emotion, which I suppose you could call a sin, but it's a very large emotion that prevents their growth.
Please, what is this emotion?
Well, it's the emotion of what I would classify as a sin against the Holy Spirit. But if I can define it more carefully for you, that would be good. It's the sin where we reject God's love because we arrogantly assume we already know what it is.
I see.
Without having never experienced it. So we sort of arrogantly assume that we know what it is, and so therefore we do not seek it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And while we do not seek it, then we never experience it. And since we never experience it, and can never experience it while we do not seek it, we are continuously sinning against the Holy Spirit. Remember in the Bible, it says that a sin against the Holy Spirit is the only sin that cannot be forgiven.
Yes.
And what is meant there by that is that a sin against the Holy Spirit is the only type of sin, while we do it, we are rejecting God's love from flowing into us, from actually flowing into our soul and transforming us. And so while we are in that state, we can't actually receive love. We can't actually receive God's love.
Mm-hmm.
And while we can't receive God's love, we are basically permanently blocking it. Does that make sense? It's not actually flowing into our soul because we are personally rejecting it. And we are rejecting it because we arrogantly assume that we already have it.
Yes, again, this is unsettling what you are saying.
Mm.
Are you suggesting that perhaps I do not know God?
Yes. That you have not had a personal experience of God is probably a better way of putting it.
And that this is the quality that differs me from my brothers.
From your brothers, Kushner, Mayin, Afra. Yes.
I see.
And Ozael and many of the others who you've met in your writings, they all have this underlying desire for God that up till this point has not been something that has been prevalent in yourself.
I must confess that there have been times when I have doubted my writings because I have not encountered some of these people nor the experiences that they described.
Perhaps if we could ask some of them to come just so while during our discussion so that you can see they do exist.
Oh my. Oh, how overwhelming.
Yes. They spent many, many years trying to help you as a medium get into the condition where you would be able to channel material that would be beneficial to the earth. So they have a deep love for you. Yeah. But they have been waiting for you to get beyond this point of being self-interested.
It is hard to quantify the love that they bring. I had not realized that I missed them so much.
Yes. Yeah. It's very hard not to miss beautiful people.
I feel as if I am a rock and they are rivers.
Well, that's probably what I would like to talk to you about, because their hearts have been softened by the process of becoming at one with God. And your heart is yet to be touched by that process.
I see. How might I? I suppose I should ask them.
Yes, well, you can ask any one of them who obviously knows how to do that. And would be very, very happy and willing to help you do that. But again, it's interesting, isn't it, how you've not asked before?
Yes.
And that's the thing to ponder about.
I think I believed that they had taught me all I needed to know. And I can see this is a type of arrogance.
The reality is that there's much that you don't know at this point. And while you have a great deal of intellectual knowledge, this soul-based knowledge of God and God's love and how it transforms the soul, this is as yet remains unknown to you. But to know it, you need to actually go through the personal experience of it. And this is something that these people have done.
I see.
Yeah. So it's one thing to talk the language of God's love. Quite another to actually personally experience and have it transform you. And, you know, the thing that is unique or is different between yourself and the other people that are now in your presence is that they have had God's love transform them so that they have had the personal experience with God. And it's only that that helps a person grow beyond the sixth dimension of the spirit world. Yeah.
I thank you. This is yet another life-changing moment.
Yeah. Much more life-changing than you realise. Because you're actually talking to Jesus and Mary Magdalene as well.
But how did... How did this occur? How would such an honour be possible?
Well, I don't know if it's an honour. We're just the same as speaking with Afra or Krishna or anyone else. So I don't know if it's any greater honour than speaking to them. But Mary and myself worked out soon after you channeled Afra for the last time in the gate of heaven, how to return to earth, and then in 1962 I returned to earth, and then after that time we've had seven soul pairs from the much higher realms return to earth as well.
What a miracle.
Yeah, it is a miracle in a way, but it's more a desire that we have to teach the truth to the earth. As you know, the earth still has a lot of error on
it. Yes, I see this daily. I cannot thank you enough. To be reunited with my old friends is one thing, but to have such an honour, it is beyond my words at this time.
Yeah, so the very path that I taught when I was on Earth is the same path that Afra and Krishna and the others, Mayin and others, have followed. And of course they know the path well. So they have the ability to be able to teach you the path too, but it's going to be a fair bit different to your current experience in the spirit world and what your experience has been.
I see.
Yeah. But it also has far greater joy associated with it. As you can see from their demeanour, huh?
Yes. I thank you so much.
Mm. Yeah, we wanted to talk with you about that. We'd also like to thank you for channeling the material that you channeled itself, myself and Mary, quite a lot.
This truly was one of the great pleasures of my life, this gift of mediumship and the great friends that I made during this time. I can see that I did not fully understand everything that I was writing, but I enjoyed so deeply the friendship of these ones and the magnificent stories and possibilities that were outlined therein, those stories.
But they weren't just stories, they were actually truths as well.
Yes,
they were explaining.
And I see that while I believed that I had faith in this and understanding of this while on earth, there has been many ups and downs for me, shall we say,
since passing. It's interesting, isn't it, how you have a certain experience on the earth and can be given a lot of knowledge that is intellectual in its nature, I suppose, when it's given, but it's not until you realise that actually after you've passed that there are other things like the addictions that we have and the different, you know, emotions that we have that prevent us from coming to acknowledge of the truth or even accepting even that the previous experience was real.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. And even though we worked so hard to weaken the divide between the worlds, it is such another experience when, as you say, one carries issues within them and they make this journey across the mists into this other life.
Mm.
Then we know what it is we truly know and what it is only that we have
thought we knew. Yeah. And this is why it's so important to remain humble. I think all the material that I've presented on earth has all been recorded in the spirit world as well. And in particular, we've been talking a lot recently, myself and Mary, about humility and what is a part of humility, and the different resistances we have to it, and how humility is the key, because it's the only quality that we need in order to gain more truth and to receive God's love. It's the only quality that's dependent upon us to develop.
I will look into this, and I know that my brothers waiting here now are eager to assist me.
Yeah, they have many things to talk to you about, and this little point perhaps in us furthering the conversation, but we just wanted to express our thankfulness for your efforts in channeling the material that you did and also getting yourself into the condition where you could channel the material that you did.
This was indeed my pleasure. And I do not feel that you need to thank me for anything.
But nevertheless, we do.
Thank you.
Without your desire, it would not have occurred.
Okay, farewell.
Farewell, Robert.
That was interesting, hey? Found that really interesting. It's another great lesson in as well, isn't it, that you can have knowledge in your head, but unless it's in your heart, nothing much changes.
No, and there's a huge difference between the knowledge being in your head and being in your heart. It's good though.
Yeah,
it's good to actually say hello to Robert.
He felt very overwhelmed to see his old friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be good for him.
Hmm.
Isn't it interesting how And a lot of times we've been introducing spirits that are in the hells to celestial spirits, but even introducing spirits in the fifth or sixth sphere to celestial spirits is still an experience for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just shows you how much they basically ignore those particular spirits.
You know what it was like? It was like when you said about his friends coming. It was sort of like they were standing there the whole time and just the lights went up. He was like, oh, there you all are. Like, it was really strange.
Mm.
Which, I mean, it's not strange, is it?
No.
It's just selective.
Well, the lights went down, actually. See, they're so bright in their natural condition that he can't even see them.
And
then as they detune from that level of brightness to
then
his condition, then he can see them.
But it must be based on his desire as well,
of
or
course.
His openness.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally based on his openness to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Yeah, it's good, mate. It's good to also be able to thank him for the work he's done.
Yeah, I feel a lot of gratitude too.
Mm.
Could feel how much he loved doing it, actually.
Mm.
When you, he really felt it was the colour of his life.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Sometimes felt, the feeling I had is that he sometimes felt quite separate from
Earth. Mm.
Yeah, not so much like, you know, with Chico Xavier, how he felt really awkward as a person and
distant. Not like that.
Not like that, but he just felt like, I felt like Robert felt that he experienced so much in speaking with these people that no one else had any understanding of, and so it was like he
sort of
he
an
couldn't
aspect
relate
of your life
anymore.
That you can't relate to other people.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be interesting to talk to him again after he's had the transition.
Might be nice to make that channeling available for the book group, so that they can, that would be another lesson for them as well.
Mm.
I feel.
I'll do it in the morning.
Yeah, oh yeah. Not, it doesn't have to be for tomorrow.
No, I can do it tomorrow. By the time you can mention it in the book group, it'll be done.
Nice. Thanks, Don.
Mm.